Ready? Okay. The regular session is now in order. So first order of business is roll call. Mr. Updike.
Here.
Mr. East.
Here.
Mr. Berman.
Here.
Mr. Hanselman.
Here.
Mr. Braulio, not here. And Mr. Bear.
Here.
Next order of business is the approval of the minutes. There's two sets of minutes to approve.
I move that we approve the draft BC work session minutes from June 23rd of this year and the draft regular session minutes from the same date as written.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. Minutes are adopted. Citizen and public comment. I don't see any citizens. There's nobody on the Zoom. So we now move into the action items. First up is, well, there might be some, any other action items other than?
Just the two that we have listed.
The two, okay. So we're, and then we need to initiate a legislative process for the draft zoning ordinance housekeeping amendments.
I move we do that.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carried. The next item is to initiate the legislative process to amend the wastewater section of the comprehensive plan, which we just heard. Any motion?
I move we ought to do that too.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. The legislative processes on both of them have been approved. That brings us to the director comments.
Sure, just a few things. We have the public hearing on the geologic hazards updates coming before the council next Monday. And so that should, it's moving along well. It's all consistent with what you recommended. Let's see how it goes. I don't expect any major issues with that, but we'll see. So that's done. I wanted to let you know that on June 30th, we received Windhaven Phase 3 building plans. That's the final 90-unit market rate project. It's not a coincidence they submitted on June 30th. The developer gave me a heads up. On July 1st, we had some pretty significant energy efficiency code changes go into effect that we have to apply to our building code that would have required a full redesign of those projects. They didn't want to incur the cost of that, so they wanted to make sure to get in under plan review and lock in the code in effect at the time they submitted on June 30th, and that's what they did. But we'll be meeting with them later this week to go over some off-site questions we have. We need to give them some certainty as to, you know, whether or not our gravity sewer line that goes from that, because I'll be extending up to the phase three, so all the effluent's going to be going south, not over to 101 along 36, but down south and tie into the Big Creek pump station, which is relatively new. But we got to confirm that we don't have any congestion points on the gravity lines that would cause issues. Potential issue with their third phase we had flagged a long time ago. We just need to close the loop on that and make sure we don't have any issues. We'll be meeting with them later this week to go over that. And yeah, it looks like they're going to move forward with that final phase, which is great. We need the market rate units. This is the first project, by the way, that is taking advantage of that provision, market rate over 20 units. We cover the building plan review and inspection fees. So that's gonna For every, say, you know, they typically have their buildings with 12 units per building. I ran the numbers for the developer on that off their last phase, and that amounted to about $25,000 per building. So it's not nothing.
Yeah.
So, but that we have the funds in the affordable housing excise tax, and we had to make them available for market rate. This was what we chose to do, and this is the first project for that. So that's a plus.
Traffic analysis, is that part of their submission? Or don't they need it?
They had done some previously on that one. I'll go take a look at the numbers. Because they had, Todd had, it's a good point. He's got the traffic analysis completed because we worked on that relative to whether or not a signal would be triggered. And unfortunately, we just don't get there. In part, that's because 31st and 36th and then Big Creek as an outlet diffuses the traffic too much for us to be able to get any of the specific intersections warranted. The we also, for the, it's funny, we have, we finally got OSU to a point now where they'll be able to dredge the 40th Street Pond down South Beach. And so we've got a reimbursement agreement. We're going to provide a little over $50,000 in funding as part of that dredging to get more material pulled out of that pond than they would have to just to create the capacity for their own project. So that's going to council coming up here on Monday. And then they hope to and expect to do the dredging in August while the pond elevation is relatively low, which works for us. So they're getting really close to wrapping up that project for the student housing, which is a positive. We are progressing in our discussions with the state on signalizing 40th and 101. It's moving along at snail's pace with ODOT. We're starting to see some of the ramifications of ODOT's layoffs, as you might expect. And so we've had, you know, adjustments in who our points of contact are. We've had a number of regional meetings canceled. They're regrouping right now, I think, until a solution comes up. And you guys have read, you know, they shut down some of the maintenance facilities. Rose Lodge was the one closest to us that got shut down. They'll provide the service out of other facilities, not as efficient, but it's what they got to do.
Wonder if they'll continue dumping asphalt. Wonder if they'll continue dumping asphalt up by Schooner Creek. Or whether that just becomes a 2-foot drop.
You know, I hadn't, when you mentioned that, Bill, you know, they're still working on the goal exception for Beverly Beach. That would allow them to do a little more flexibility in terms of solutions for, you know, the slope that's failing there. I haven't heard an update from them as to how far that's progressed. I expect it's going a fairly slow pace.
Okay, anything else?
Nope.
Okay. 7:10, the regular session is over. Yeah.